9, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and every Monday at this time, we'd like to connect with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Today, we have Chief Deputy Shane Tucker on the line with us. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's good to talk to you
again. Hey, good morning to you as well. Hey, I got a question for you. I had seen recently that the Santa Rosa County incarcerated COVID-19 cases seemed to have gone up, but I hadn't been tracking that data point all that carefully. And then I had somebody text me this morning and say, hey, can you find out? I keep hearing there's all these cases at the Santa Rosa County Jail. And I know there are different facilities in Santa Rosa County, some, you know, one operated by you, one by the, you know, so it's not all yours necessarily. Have there been more cases at your jail or not recently?
Right. One thing to keep in mind is, like you mentioned, there are multiple correctional institutions in Santa Rosa County, and they're all pretty much next door. So a lot of times they get mixed up. We have three prisons as well as the county jail. While there have been some cases of COVID in the jail, we don't have high numbers. We haven't seen a tremendous spike in cases, and I think we can thank our staff for doing such an excellent job in maintaining PPE and maintaining cleanliness. But again, there have been some cases in the jail. I don't have the exact number, but
okay.
It has not been a tremendous case.
Well, and that's what I thought. I knew there had been a couple of cases, and then you guys had gone into some, you know, stronger measures, and it didn't seem to have come back after that. Pardon my ignorance. Okay, I know about you guys, I know about Blackwater. What are the correctional facilities in Santa Rosa, especially if they're all close together?
Right next door, we have Santa Rosa Correctional Institute, as well as the Santa Rosa Correctional Annex. So my understanding is, while it's on the same campus, so to speak, that's kind of a bifurcated operation. So there's actually two facilities right next door to us. And then just down the street from us is Blackwater Correctional, which is, as you may know, is a private prison.
Right. So the Santa Rosa Institute and Santa Rosa Annex, are those are also state prisons but run by the state? Is that the idea?
Those are state correctional facilities run by the state Department of Corrections. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can imagine that's confusing for people to keep that all separate because, you know, of the co-location kind of issue. You know, it's a little easier to keep Blackwater separate, but still, you know, and sometimes you guys, I assume, people assume you guys run them all, which, of course, if they're state prisons, you don't.
They do indeed.
Very good. The other,
no, we just maintain the county jail.
Exactly right. So, you guys have anything happen over the weekend? Anything take place that we don't already know about?
We didn't have anything too incredibly newsworthy. One thing that I would point out, simply just to kind of to highlight that this kind of stuff goes on. Saturday evening, we responded to a report of domestic abuse, where the male party was arrested for domestic violence battery by strangulation. And I just want to kind of highlight that, because while that may not necessarily be the garden variety domestic violence, it happens way more than we're comfortable with. You know, somebody putting their hands around someone's neck and strangling them to the point where, you know, they have difficulty breathing. So I just kind of want to highlight that kind of stuff does go on, and we need to do what we can to prevent it.
You know, What do you give for advice for people? Because I know, look, a lot of people are in unhealthy relationships, but there's a difference between a relationship that may not be great, a relationship that might be, you know, unhealthy, and then a relationship that can actually be dangerous. How can somebody know that, you know, or what should they look for to know that they're heading in that direction? Because it doesn't start that way. I mean, nobody goes out on a first date, you know, thinking that they're going to wind up getting, you know, abused or choked or something later on in the relationship. This stuff always happens over time. What kind of advice can you give to people to be on guard against that happening to them?
I think probably the best advice that I can give somebody would be that in domestic violence abuse cases, particularly ones where there's an extreme violence up to a homicide, it's never the first time. You know, this is a progressive issue, and it always starts out small and gets a little bit more serious, a little bit more serious, a little bit more serious. I mean, certainly the first time you go out on a date with somebody, if they strangle you, well, you're not going to have a second date. But people find themselves in relationships because they didn't start out necessarily that way. So probably the best advice that I could give you is look for any kind of early warning signs of control, of domination, of anger. And without early intervention, this is not the kind of thing that goes away. You know, a domestic abuser is not going to stop abusing or stop being controlling without some kind of significant intervention. So just pay attention to those early warning signs.
Yeah, they don't just get better. They're looking to get worse, or they're, you know, they're hiding their worseness rather than fixing it. I mean, that's kind of always the problem as we progress in these things. Anything, I heard you guys had some kind of a warrant search involving guns. Maybe it took place last week, not over the weekend.
Yes, sir. A little over a week ago, as a matter of fact, a week ago Friday, our narcotics investigators had been doing some investigation, which culminated in a search warrant in the south end of the county. And that search warrant resulted in investigators seizing numerous drugs, as well as two stolen handguns and a sawed-off shotgun. So we're super proud of our investigators for getting those dangerous weapons off the street and out of the hands of a drug dealer.
When you say stolen, I always have to wonder, were they stolen like out of a car? If we know, were they stolen from some other drug dealer? Because we hear about these, you know, one drug dealer will hit another drug dealer to take their guns and their money and all that kind of stuff. Do we know anything about the provenance or where those guns came from?
Good question. As a matter of fact, while we do know, because they were entered into the state and federal database for stolen property. So obviously it came from a citizen, either through a car burglary or something like that. When you steal a gun from a drug dealer, they don't report it. They're not supposed to have guns. The gun they had was likely stolen in the first place. So we never know if a gun was stolen from a drug dealer typically. But if it's entered into the NCIC, FCIC databases, then we have a pretty good clue that it came from a legitimate citizen.
And I guess this is maybe a good chance to remind people that, you know, yes, you should keep your gun stored, locked, not in your car, overnight, unlocked, or any of that kind of nonsense. But also, if you do become a victim of a burglary and it's one of your firearms goes missing, report that right away, because not only does that help law enforcement in tracking this stuff, but that helps you on the chance that something happens, right?
Absolutely. When there's a stolen firearm, it behooves everyone involved for law enforcement to know as quickly as possible that gun has been stolen. You know, those are the kind of guns that we wind up as law enforcement officers facing in any kind of situation with a bad guy that presents a danger to ourselves. Those are the kind of guns that bad guys are carrying when they're threatening citizens. So, you know, the earlier that we know about those things, the better.
Very good. Shane Tucker is the chief deputy for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for everything that you do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Andrew. Good to talk to you again.